Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that doesn't waste time on talent. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
The Scope catches up after a long break. We take a look at some music from Black Kids, and Shane is stripped of his comedy gold when he's caught doping at the Laugh Olympics. Not too much.
And now, here are your hosts, Jarrett, Adam, and Shane.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Scopes Download Country Time Jamboree.
Yeah, a little summertime music for you.
Summer passing us by. But that's all right. Something is beeping. It's going to turn that off. This is episode 55. We have been gone for...
Gone so long, Shane, that we've actually counted up to 56.
Is it 56?
It is.
That's funny because my last page said 54, so I assumed it was 55. So I'm always a show behind.
Jarrett and I recorded an episode without you.
What?
Yeah, well.
It's like being banned from Earl's Live
Journal
page.
It's so impossible.
Everybody's doing things without me.
It's so impossible to get you to commit to a time.
It is mostly my fault, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it is episode 56. I stand corrected.
Just verifying on the website. It is, in fact, 56.
For those of you that don't know, since we've been gone so long, let's go through the introductions. I am Shane. I am one of the hosts of the show. I do a lot of talking and probably the least funniest of the three. So just get that in your heads right now.
Right.
The guy you just heard right there is Jarrett.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I usually introduce him third, but since he's talking now, we'll introduce him second.
I've been bursting at the seams, apparently.
He is the comedic gold, subtle, and very exciting guy as well. He also takes care of all the technicals. Boy, I feel like I should just be strumming on the old banjo, maybe get out the whiskey jug and blow into that. And the third person, not last but not least, as they say, would be Adam.
Hey, thank you for taking time off the show for my heroin recovery.
is that what it is? Well, I was blaming it on your simple and honest lifestyle of working very hard and having way too many things on your plate to make time for us, but in fact it was a frighteningly strong drug addiction that kept Adam out of the flow.
Very sad. Are you getting treatment then? Have you found someone to help you with that? Or
it's a day camp kind of
day camp.
Yeah,
okay,
with the kids.
Nice.
There's nothing better than a recovering heroin act.
So there's
right
a lot of macaroni art and calisthenics.
Yes,
macaroni
yeah.
bonds.
A lot of ways of me trying to find how to shoot macaroni.
I think if you boil it in a spoon first, it tends to go down better.
Very nice.
Maybe
it's too starchy.
I like to mix it with a cheese sauce and eat it with my mouth.
So your heroin is actually macaroni and cheese.
Well,
easy
yeah.
Mac.
Yeah.
And
what can I say? It's so fucking good. It's like sex.
And it shows, right?
That.
Sorry. So, guys, in the month that we've been gone, I've got a list of topics that things that we've missed and we probably will not get back to. So I'm just going to throw these out quickly to see if anyone has anything to say about it. First thing is Comic-Con. Anybody have anything about that they want to talk about? Do you remember what that was?
Were there a lot of big stories this year? I mean, Watchmen was the big one. And now we're hearing that maybe it won't come out because Fox says they own the rights.
Did you put that in your news story batch?
I have the Kevin Smith mention of it.
I don't know what that is. I'm excited to hear.
He's seen the current 3.5 hour long cut.
Is he an industry insider?
He's Kevin Smith.
Oh.
He thinks he is.
So he's star of Live Free and Die Hard.
Yeah. I didn't include the Fox versus Warner Brothers thing because it'll probably get resolved for $20 million.
Yeah, they'll pay him off on that.
I mean, they did the same thing for Dukes of Hazzard, and we all...
Look where that got him.
Yeah, exactly.
So, got a direct-to-video sequel.
So
prequel.
Usually Comic-Con, right, has big announcements. There's usually four or five different things to talk about. This year... I didn't really get that vibe.
It was mostly TV stuff, like the new J.J. Abrams and the new...
Which had a lot of buzz before Comic-Con. So we didn't see anything from Star Trek.
Lost always has a big presence there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm more hip to that because I listen to the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack. And
you already know all that stuff.
I guess. I didn't pay that much attention to it.
I think the same people that would listen to that podcast also are the ones that also pay attention at Comic-Con.
Probably.
Things like that. So it's kind of the same audience. I don't think there's... A bigger exposure because of Comic-Con.
There wasn't anything big, that was really
Really
made the rounds on the net. Like, well, this is cool. You got to see that.
Yeah. Right. And we haven't seen, you guys haven't seen the 10 minutes from The Watchmen that they showed.
No.
No. Okay. Because, have you seen it?
I keep hearing it's on YouTube and keeps getting pulled off. But
yeah. I saw the few minutes of the new G.I. Joe cartoon.
Oh, yeah?
That looked interesting.
I didn't see that one.
Very Japanesey, but...
very violent.
The cartoon, not the movie.
Right, the new, was it G.I. Joe Resolutors? Yeah.
Showing Snake Eyes disemboweling people, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Who's writing that there, Shane?
Is it Warren Ellis?
Famous comic writer Warren Ellis, that's correct.
He has said he knows nothing about G.I. Joe, so...
Yeah.
That's publicly stated. He said he's doing it for the money.
And he
so
wants
good
to
for
kill
him.
Some major characters right off the bat.
Way to go.
Yeah.
So we've got two big, somewhat controversial summer movies. Jared and I don't think have seen either. We'll go to Adam with Pineapple Express, Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Your opinions.
I saw both. They both weren't as good as I was hoping.
Disappointed?
How do they rank in comparison to, say, The Wedding Singer?
When I saw The Wedding Singer, I loved it, so it's hard for me to know, and I still probably...
Kind of tugs on your heartstrings a little, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, Zohan, your favorite comedy of the summer, Love Guru, and then Pineapple Express.
Yeah, didn't see any of those. Pineapple Express was really gory, like people have been saying.
Yeah, I heard it gets kind of crazy.
Really?
And that's fine. I didn't really mind it. I didn't, you know, it was cool, I guess, but... it just kind of wasn't what I was expecting from the Judd Apatow, family. Comedy. It was, it wasn't really that funny.
Was there a lot of frank sexuality?
There was not a lot of frank sexuality, to be honest with you.
Disappointing.
I mean, really, the commercials and previews, I think, really give everything away. They summarize the plot almost too well. It's about a guy and his pot dealer. That and he witnesses the murder, and then they run and try to figure out what to do from there. And there's really not much more to it, you know. So I don't know.
So I feel like I've seen the film.
Not your favorite Apatow movie?
No.
Okay. And Tropic Thunder, what do you think of that?
It was a lot for me. Like, what was the double feature from Quentin Tarantino and
Grindhouse?
Yeah,
the Grindhouse double feature.
Where the best part of it was the trailers that they showed.
Where
I don't know
that?
If you've seen. The trailers that they show in between the first and second Grindhouse movies are fantastic, there's three trailers for just to introduce each character, and and they're actually pretty funny.
So let me ask you this, Adam. This movie obviously is a parody and a lampooning of Hollywood in general, different stereotypes you find in Hollywood. Ben Stiller is playing the character who's kind of the washed up action hero type stars.
Bruce Willis, sure.
Is that the thing? So initially or earlier on in the production of the movie, it was talked about that maybe they want to try to get a real action star like a Sylvester Stallone or a Bruce Willis to play the role rather than Ben Stiller. Mm-hmm. Would that have made a difference?
No, I mean, I didn't think that. I liked it more, and I didn't think it was bad by any means. And Tom Cruise, who's, I don't know if you've probably read,
he has a cameo in there.
It's more than a cameo because he's in like three or four scenes.
Sure.
Short-ish, and he cusses and everything. And it is funny, you know, when people play off character that much. But knowing it's coming, you're kind of like, okay.
So I guess we've got two more Netflix movies to add to your queue, Jared, that I can then leech off of.
I mean, it may have been my mood too. Like, I saw them like in Kentucky while I was just having.
That would kill any mood.
Right. While I was kind of done for the day.
You're the only guy in the theater with shoes.
I do. And I always have to be careful.
Jared digging into the archives.
Reiterating that that Kentucky is not as bad as everyone thinks, or the entire state of Kentucky is not as bad as everyone thinks.
I'm sure it isn't.
Boy or a girl.
Here we go.
Oh yeah, no. That's we're gonna do that whole family thing. So we're gonna eat the placenta. Don't you have friends? Isn't that just normal and natural?
Oh. I wish I knew all the clips because I would be asking Tom Cruise questions.
Oh yeah,
because it just is. Just nice.
Thank you, Tom. So, Tom, do you think we should talk about the Clone Wars?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. So, George Lucas's Clone Wars. Animated feature.
Did any of us see that?
I haven't seen it, but I'm saying right now, failure. Tom Cruise, did you see that movie?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
He really loves those George Lucas films. I don't know what's going on.
Well, he said, no, absolutely.
I don't know what he's talking about.
He's kind of all over the place.
I think that it's a very serious subject.
Thank you. Tom, do you have Katie Holmes hypnotized?
Silent Burst.
I don't even know what that was.
No.
No?
No.
I don't believe you. So the Clone Wars, no, Adam, I wanted to take quiet down the tongue.
I'm excited. It feels a little unreal.
I think okay. being back after a month, it is a little unreal. But I wanted to see the Clone Wars. I think I was the only one in our group that wanted to. And then the reviews started coming in, and it was pretty much universally hammered.
Yeah, probably more than it deserved to be.
Perhaps if you were hammered, you would yeah. enjoy it.
I mean, I saw like people giving it D's and stuff. And
Entertainment Weekly, yeah. a straight-up F on that bad
yeah.
boy.
And reading the reasoning for it, it's like... It's the exact same reason that people had against episodes 1 through 3, but you know, people, you know, generally gave those like, you know, equivalents to like a C or B.
Sure.
So it just felt like piling on to me. At that point.
We now we've George Lucas has lost any ability to entertain us. So now we've got to hammer him.
Now it's the cool thing to do to make fun of it or whatever.
Sure.
I say the best thing is read a book and find out for yourself.
Tom Cruise always coming up with good advice.
It is ridiculous. Like the level of which it's sunk to, I think. And it's pretty remarkable given that when did episode 1 come out? 2000? 99. Right? That
we just reviewed it.
In 9 years, it's gone from like the most anticipated thing of all time. You know, like when that movie was coming out, people were freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
To
Clone Wars. Yeah, we're going to see that. And
to this, you know.
Oh, because it just is.
They're doing a cartoon.
Wachowski type drop, right? The guys from The Matrix or whatever.
Zero.
There you go. It's amazing how these people that you put them on pedestals and then sooner or later they're going to fall, and George Lucas has made that fall. And he doesn't care. That's the magic of it. He is rich. He doesn't care. The interesting thing about this will be how it plays on the Cartoon Network when they break it up into pieces and play it as a series. Maybe it'll be better.
Now, maybe you can.
Maybe there's a context that it's for children or younger kids, and that's why it seems simpler. I don't know.
Maybe you can clarify something for me, because
of course
we've already had two series of Clone Wars on Cartoon Network.
Well, it was one that was just two seasons.
Well,
long, right?
Still, right? Whatever.
Okay. How does this
fit into it?
I think it fits in between some of the episodes.
Why does everything got to be in between, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the major flaw with any of this stuff where he's filling in the gaps is that you ultimately know where the characters are going to be.
Also, we don't care.
Yeah, I mean,
like there's a niche of people that, you know, want to know about all the expanded universe people, but most people don't.
Do you think people would be more excited if he did something in between episodes 4 and 5?
Yes.
Or after episode 6, were the characters that everybody really cares about?
Yes.
Yes. And yeah. In fact, wasn't that the live-action TV show, which maybe won't even happen
now? That's going to be between 3 and 4.
It won't contain any of the main characters. That's the thing. You know, you could easily do an animated show that has Han Solo and Luke Skywalker and have... You could probably get Mark Hamill to do his voice, but you know, anybody else, you can get soundalikes and knock yourself out. That's what people really want to see.
Well, I mean, that's what draws people to the books.
Yeah.
It's the main characters that they know from the movies. Whether you like the books or not, that's the compelling reason to read them.
Yep.
I concur.
Yeah.
So, verdict reach, we will all maybe watch it on Cartoon Network, but we will not
probably
see it in the theater.
Set it up on the TiVo.
You know, 20 minutes. And I've heard that the animation is a little iffy on the big screen, but probably will look better.
What are they doing? They're cutting it up and then making more episodes? I don't understand.
Well, the movie is actually, initially, it's just like 3 or 4 of the episodes tied into one.
So it's like what they used to do with like Transformers, you know, parts of seasons
where it was like that.
A 2-hour, or, you know, like 4 parts.
Yep.
And then it's going to be like 20.
But the series, I think they want to do 100 episodes of this. So it's going to be quite the production.
Hmm.
So we'll have to see how it plays out.
I'm just curious why they decided to make this jump to CG from the cell animation that they were doing on the other previous series.
Because he could do it all in-house, and he could do it cheaper.
Mm. Okay.
It's economics. So even if the movie doesn't do well in the theaters, it's still, you know.
All right.
They're going to make their money back is what we're getting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have no doubts of that.
So the final topic, which I will be talking about, will be the Olympics. Jared. Yeah. Thank you. This is the NBC Olympic theme, or the theme that plays on all Olympics.
Right.
A lot of stuff has been going on. By the time this show is posted, the Olympics will be over.
Yep. Spoil all you want.
So let's get at it right now. Adam, are you watching the Olympics?
The Obama Olympics?
The
Obama Olympics? No.
Obama Olympics. The Olympics taking place in Beijing. That's the correct pronunciation. They've all figured it out after 50 years.
I've lost a lot of sleep over the lot of this fortnight.
Yep. I like that.
Being on the east, I've been in Kentucky the entire time.
Oh, that's even worse then.
And I've been on the eastern half of Kentucky, which
We've got a bed for
east
the whole
coast.
Thing.
And
nice.
It's so I've been staying up till like 1 a.m. watching random stuff, and it definitely has tailed off. You know, I'm sure you're going to mention it, but
yeah.
I'll still stay up. I don't care at all about water polo, but I'll still watch it. I don't know why.
There's something about just getting behind the Olympics and watching that one sport you only watch every 4 years.
Yep.
Jared? Where do you stand?
I've only caught it, you know, here and there, but when swimming was on, I had this uncanny knack to be able to tune in just seconds or perhaps minutes prior to Michael Phelps' attempt at another gold medal. So I guess I got kind of tied up in that. That was fun to watch. We were had our show at the bar last Friday, and They had the Olympics on, and you got to watch them win by 1/100th of a second, and start a big controversy.
Adam, you're pro America. Has the Olympics fueled your jingoistic pride of our country and your hatred towards the Chinese?
No. In fact, the only country I've had any issues with has been Jamaica, because they swept the 100 and 200 meter, I think, and then one of the guys went on to say that it's the Jamaican Olympics.
Yeah. Jamaican me crazy. That's what I say.
I personally cannot stand Belarus.
Okay.
Hatred of Belarus.
Yes.
You know, Jamaica has about 2.5 million in their population.
Uh-huh.
They said it wouldn't even be in the top three cities in America in terms of its size, and yet they are destroying us. We are looking like morons.
Who is?
Jamaica.
Jamaica is destroying.
It was in track and field.
No,
they're not. It's just the dashes.
Well, yeah, in the dashes.
And stuff that we've usually done quite well in. I'm out there running around on the track.
But overall, the U.S. is not doing well in track and field.
No. They've even admitted it. They're dropping batons. They are not qualifying when they should. What is it? Is it hubris coming back to get us?
I don't think it's hubris, and I think it's all overstated. It's been four races with the dashes, and then both of the relays because of baton screw.
This is what I'm talking about, jingoistic pride.
Well, and part of it's just that there seems to be. I mean, let's face it, track and field is not as popular in this country as the big sports are, get as much attention.
America excelling in team sports this year. Yes. Or excelled since the Olympics is over.
Unless you're in softball, and then you got your heart broken,
and then you cry for a half an hour. Wah.
I think track and field has had a really similar fall to boxing over probably the last 50 or 60 years. Where
is boxing? Did that even happen this year?
It's still happening right now. America's done poorly in that.
I've not heard one peep out of boxing.
Well, I don't really mean
it's
Olympic.
Been played in high definition, by the way.
I don't mean Olympic all boxing right. So much as. Like
in general, the sport itself.
Yeah, in the 50s and 60s, boxing was the number one sport. Like, it wasn't football. It was boxing. There was like this event sport. And now it's just,
we don't have guys that are brave enough to bite people's ears off anymore that are causing a controversy.
Well,
we need flashy. But, we need guys that are out there.
And then so on the track and field side of it, there's been so many drug controversies.
Doping
and,
up the...
Then it's people stop caring.
And probably deservedly so.
And we don't have guys with names as cool as Yui. What's his name?
Usain Bolt. Lightning Bolt.
Yeah, Usain Bolt.
Little showy.
He even has a thing.
He poses like Hulk Hogan.
I'm okay with that.
The International Olympic Committee not happy with his behavior.
Really?
They say he's a little immature.
Okay.
America versus China. The medal count.
Yes.
America leading in overall medals.
Yes, they are.
The world doesn't care about that. They care about gold medals. What is your opinion on that, Jared?
I would love to have a gold medal. If there's any left over, I will take them gladly.
Adam, your opinion.
The world.
Overall versus gold. What is more important? My wife.
The gold, I guess.
She says it doesn't matter. Why should you care what you get as long as you get a medal?
Because gold is cooler.
Gold is the best.
I don't think that's... So that's like saying that it's okay when the Vikings come in third place NFC North instead of first place because they would have gotten the bronze.
Exactly. Shane, when I'm wearing my bling, I don't wear bronze.
He doesn't wear bronze. Finally, beach volleyball, the big controversy. It's too sexy. They go on every year. Why are these women wearing bathing suits? Why are they wearing bikinis?
This is the big controversy?
That is a controversy, Adam. People are talking about it. I can't go anywhere on the streets.
Why did they wear them in
this.
Track? Why did they wear them in gymnastics? I don't know.
First of all, let me ask you this, Adam. I have seen every match the women have played in beach volleyball.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you've seen a naked woman and you're not sure what the fuss is about.
I have seen a naked woman and I'm proud to say it. And you know what?
Just that once when you procreated, made a child?
That's it. And that was across the room. That's all I'm going to say.
It was through. There was a hole in the sheet.
Have you ever seen? Have you seen how a spittoon works? That's
nice.
Have you only had a spittoon sound effect?
See, what you do is like a howitzer. You aim the first shot high, and then you gradually progress towards like the horizon, and then they all hit at once.
It's
Shane.
Like an arc. So I have watched every of the female persuasion playing beach volleyball, and I will tell you this. It is probably my favorite sport in the Olympics. I find it fascinating and exciting and sort of hip, but yet traditional at the same time. That's what I say.
Well, you have an overwhelming love of sand.
I do. And I like to get in all sorts of naughty places. But this is what I'm getting at.
What should they be wearing? Like shorts and a t-shirt? I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, why couldn't they wear a one-piece bathing suit? Why do they have to wear bathing suits that have a little bit of transparency on the sides?
I'm sure they're choosing to.
Why don't they just play naked?
Well, they actually have Olympic uniforms that are selected for them.
I mean, it's based on a beach sport, and beaches you wear, you know, little bits of clothing.
You're absolutely you're onto something.
None of them, no matter which nationality, none of them really had chests or anything anyway, so it wasn't really that.
That's the thing. I look at these beach volleyballers, and I'm not thinking, you know, hottest women in the world. I'm thinking amazing athletes, and the hottest women in the world are the little dancing bikini girls on the sidelines. And they go out of their way to avoid putting them on camera. What do you think
but
of that?
But honestly, I haven't been...
That's a travesty.
I haven't been comfortable with women's swimwear since it came above the knee, so...
Wow.
That's a little Stephen Colbert thing for you.
Well, thank you, Stephen
In honor
Colbert.
Of him, since he's on vacation this week, bastard.
So I think we're going to rule the verdict. Beach volleyball, not too sexy and perfect as it is.
I think
suck on it, feminists.
Well, here's the thing: nobody's forcing them to wear that. If the athletes had a problem with it, they can certainly speak their mind, and I'm sure there'd be change.
I don't know if they can, but who cares?
All I know is
shut up,
women. They could just refuse to wear that uniform and wear something that covers
up. There was something
more.
Below the knees.
My favorite.
If they don't
want
to get the Brazilian wax, they don't have to.
The Brazilian team, their top part, it just said bra.
Yeah,
exactly.
It did.
Like, this is what I'm wearing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, before we get into the rest of the show...
Bottom part said cooter. It was really strange.
I got one special announcement. Jared, you can fill me in on the details, but...
What?
I love it when I throw in curveballs at him.
What? 12 again.
In our month hiatus, we were invited to participate in a trivia contest on another podcast, the podcast called Metro Buzz.
I thought it was, something like that.
Jared, have we agreed to participate, and do you have any information on anything?
We have agreed to participate, this was pre-Comic-Con, and there has been no communication since Comic-Con. I can only trust that that's forthcoming. I've heard nothing new.
Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about MetroBuzz. I went and listened to one of their podcasts, because that's all I do. Pretty similar to what we do, and they actually have a trivia contest. They have a Jew, and they have a guy that pretends like he's a Jew, and then they've got a very talented technical person.
With an enormous penis.
They do this trivia during the show, which... Which is kind of like what we do, but maybe a little more difficult, a little bit more, you know, all
are,
over
are you
the
saying
map.
We were lobbing softballs out there and then our contestants didn't step
well,
up?
Well, we're writing the question, so I don't know. I guess I don't know. It's hard for me to get a feel for it until I actually get some of these questions. But there are two hosts. One's a girl. Imagine that. A
we
girl on
a girl.
Podcast.
Shit.
Her name is Colleen, and she looks like Jackie from That 70s Show. And she kind of sounds like her a little bit. She's East Coast. And then the main host is John, who emailed us. Seems very able to do his job.
I enjoyed his use of punctuation.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was doing some research trying to figure out what these people are all about. And he describes himself on his website as 5'11 and 120 pounds. Could you imagine that? I mean,
yes.
Like a fence post and built perfectly for podcasts. About geeky pop culture.
Because he just slides right through the series of tubes.
Exactly. And he's a big theater guy, so we'll have to see how that goes. But, they seem to have pretty good mic presence. And,
I like that we...
Shane, how's their compression?
I like that we are reviewing other podcasts now.
Are they using a high bit rate on the MP3, Shane?
Yes, they are.
All right, good to know.
But they've got...
Do they have a phrase that pays?
They've got a nice style to them, and I'm excited to give this a go, and... Hopefully crush. And
crush,
Adam, one of their friends with other people in this, they do, John works on the West Coast, so he's got a little bit of more entertainment connections. And the guy that do the guys that do the Lost podcast, they're actually friends with them. So we could end up being.
Are they friends or are they MySpace friends?
I think they're friends. Okay. And I think they've been in on their
show.
Why do they
know of our podcast?
That's a great question. I have no idea, Jared.
I don't know. They should write in and tell us.
Yeah.
Everyone should.
They're
not listening. Maybe they just randomly typed in, Geek Podcast. Oh, I love your show. Let's get them in on it.
By the way, I forgot to bring it, and this is the only time I can think.
But you always bring it.
Come on, Nana, bring it.
I was in a school.
Never gets old.
I don't know, a few weeks ago. And,
school play? What?
We were, no, just physically in a school.
Wow.
And
got it.
Between classes.
Were you arrested?
Between classes. I was
like he gets
kind
aggravated.
Of cleaning up my area, and I looked down and I noticed a magazine, and it's a Scholastic's monthly or weekly magazine.
I thought you were going to say Hustler.
If you remember Scholastic from when we were kids,
you know, find the picture in the tree, find the shovel hidden in the tree scape.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
You know what it's called?
Right.
Do you know what this magazine is called?
No.
It's called The Scope.
No effing way. Lawsuit.
There you go.
Well, if they want to team up with us, we'll see what we can do. You know, maybe plug some of their stuff. So I suppose everybody wants to know
of your two mommies. Anyway, go ahead.
What's coming up on the rest of the show?
I'm dying to find out.
You know, we've had a month to prepare. We could have the world's best game show. We could have some look back at a year with sound effects.
All vetoed.
What we're going to do instead is take stuff that we have in the beginning of the show and make it one really long segment in the middle of the show. And that is catch up with us. You can find out what we've been up to in this past month. It's ought to be.
Boy, that was really gay.
Yeah, very exciting. Tom Cruise, what do you think about that aspect of the show? The classic. We'll also be reviewing a album by the new Buzz Band. I love to say that. And I love how it angers Adam.
I'm so excited. I feel like the first day of school.
There we go. That's how we feel as well. Black Kids Party Traumatic, spelled P-A-R-T-I-E. And if Adam's got his business in order, we'll be taking a look at all the news that you need to know coming up in just a little bit. So everybody stick around. I believe this is episode 56, Jared.
Yeah.
News is not first segment?
No.
All right, then let's take a break and be back in a minute.
So we're good.
Yeah.
Let's listen in as friends and family of The Scope talk about how the creators of the show, each in their own special way, impacted and inspired their lives.
Hello, Al Jabe here. I'm a longtime friend and cousin of Shane, one of the hosts of this so-called podcast. The two of us have vacationed together, celebrated together at my bachelor party, and I'm even the guardian of his child. In fact, we're such good buddies that when Shane was putting this mess of a show together, he was smart enough to ask his friends for help. Except the one guy who's actually had real radio show experience, me. I mean, come on. People actually listened to me on the airwaves. I had an audience, experience, and a clue. Unlike these morons. So good luck, nerds. Have a blast chatting about computerized games, slide rules, and not kissing girls. Oh, by the way, you're listening to The Scope. What a bunch of...
Thanks for sharing. If you'd like to tell the world how The Scope has changed your life for the better, send your audio comments to comments@thescopeshow.com. Now, back to The Scope.
So I think The Scope is now on some sort of J-pop party cruise. What's going on with that?
We just find the worst music possible.
You're doing a great job.
Shane, there is more synth melody lines.
I like it. What do you think of this, Adam?
It's pretty bad.
It is pretty bad. So everybody, your Scope hosts have been away for one third of the summer. It's official. We don't care about you.
Yeah. Take that, assholes.
Yeah, in your face. Japanese and Chinese,
suck it, fans.
J-pop. So I suppose you all want to know what we have been up to.
No,
maybe not. But we're going to tell you anyway with the old favorite, catching up with your Scope hosts.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to start with the man I'm looking at right now, Jared.
What's going on in the life of the most elusive Scope host? let's take a moment and catch up with
Jared.
I think it was a perfect edit.
Sounds like a Street Fighter.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, Jared, you've had a lot of things happen to you in the last month.
Yeah.
I've got a list of things.
Okay.
Do you have a list of things you want to talk about?
I'm curious what you want to talk about. I'm just going to wing it.
Okay, Shane. So Jared's done no prep.
Just don't talk about the puppy.
The puppy? I don't even know what that means, but I'm very excited. So Jared,
my penchant for sprint car racing.
Jared, just get ready to spill it all. This is a heart-to-heart sort of opening up of your soul to us.
Is that heart-to-heart with who the people are in that show?
Never mind. Robert Wagner,
yeah,
and Stephanie Powers.
Exactly.
Thank you. Take that, whatever that podcast is. We're going to beat you down. Jared.
Yeah.
You're no longer living solo.
I'm not.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
How is the transition going from being Mr. Man About Town, man of action,
yeah,
to having to share all of your space with another lady, lovely as she may be? I'm sure she's just really cramping your style.
A girl lives here now?
A girl lives here?
I have to wear pants now when I come over. Yeah. Are you telling me?
If she's here when you're around. Yeah,
yeah, she never seems to be around when we're here, Adam.
She can't stand the smell of you two, so she took off. Actually, it has made very little difference in my life because I as you know, prior to her moving in, I slept in a corner in a sleeping bag. Yep. And
masturbation in the bathroom.
Pretty much, yeah. Lots of that.
You have the shower like George Takei.
I do. And but no, I mean, I guess the biggest challenge has been finding room for our stuff.
Our stuff.
Well, I've have to,
like, the dried flowers and scrapbooking kits and.
Yes.
Whatever else she's into?
Yes.
Does she have furniture? Is that what you're talking
about? She does not have furniture.
Potpourri.
Okay. That was one benefit in that, there was really nothing to bring with other than, like, a chair.
She got a chair. And that's where Jared sits when he's bad.
And specifically, it's been, she has a lot of clothes. She is a person who enjoys style and has a lot of.
Some might say a clothes hound.
A clothes hound, sure.
I've never heard this term before.
You've never heard that?
I don't think
Shane's
it's one.
Just making up words.
Yeah.
Apparently. It's a Midwest thing.
I'm going to make up a whole bunch more.
But
that's where hot dish came from, I believe.
Casserole. Say that three times fast.
Oh, yeah.
Or not. But if anyone is familiar with the 1950s era Rambler house, you'll know that the closets are kind of small. Apparently, folks in the 1950s did not wear more than three changes of clothing. So for someone who's used to having walk-in closets in and others... closets around the house or apartment,
the non-walk-in kinds.
It's
closets with doors.
She has a lot of stuff, so mm-hmm. I've been trying to I've done some retrofitting to the existing closets where I can get, like, double hang bars, and we're looking at wardrobes to add to the bedroom and stuff like that. And I think we'll do okay, but it's definitely a challenge.
You don't find, like, when you go into your closet, you know, you normally used to have 2/3 of it taken up with your stuff, but every time you look in, it's being pushed over further and further? Or is that just my house?
Shane, I'm not in the closet anymore.
You're out of the closet?
Yeah.
You've come out, you're a straight man, and you're proud of it.
No, I actually have a wardrobe that I've moved into now that is just mine. I don't have a lot of stuff myself,
sure.
So I don't need a lot of space.
Will she be changing that? Is she sick of your look, and she's ready to hip you up as fast as possible?
No, she's actually happy with my look, so... And I tend to not...
Well, we're not all perfect, right?
I got rid of a bunch of stuff in anticipation of the move. I'm not going to let you derail this, Shane.
No, I'm sure that it wasn't meant to be a slight at Shane, but you go, you said...
Why don't you shut up? Turn his mic off now.
You go, no, she actually likes my look, Shane.
Wow. So either Carrie doesn't like mine or she doesn't like me in general.
I don't know. Maybe a little of both.
Mm-hmm.
Column A, column B.
So, wow.
Yeah. So it's been a transition, but, you know, we're about 4 weeks into it now, and you know, it's not like we've fought over anything.
Best
so.
Thing and worst thing, starting with the best thing. What's the best thing about having her here?
Well, to be a little sappy romantic about it.
Constant poon.
Well.
Poon city.
Sure. I mean, that's always a nice benefit. But no,
and the worst thing.
I like being able to go to bed and wake up with her every day.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah. And have someone there to talk to.
Adam's throwing up his mouth.
Yeah. Where's your sappy sound effect?
I don't have an
aww. You have an aww.
I don't. Where? I'll find some. But yeah,
and the hardest thing. I won't say the worst thing, but if you can't think of anything, I'm gonna be pissed at you.
We're both have challenges when it comes to making decisions at times. So typically that hour after I get home, where it's like, what should we have for dinner? it's, you know, always a challenge to figure out what we want.
So Jared's eating at midnight now. Adam is
No. We usually,
the poor guy's emaciated.
We usually come up for something, and I think what it's going to do is it's probably going to prompt me to be a little more proactive in planning meals ahead of time so that we, like,
decision-making. You know, everyone knows the woman's place is in the kitchen. Why is she not coming with meal plans?
Well, maybe we'll do it together.
Oh, is it, everything's together with these guys, Adam.
I remember that.
Oh. Not everything's together.
Well, the one thing I like about...
Bathroom habits are off limits to each other, thankfully.
The cool thing about Jared is that when he gets together with Angie, he has said, I will not change for anybody. I am who I am. And keeping that in mind, Jared went to see New Kids on the Block with her.
I did.
Yeah. Jared has been telling me for years that once New Kids reunite, I will be there. And it just so happens that Angie likes them too. So just...
What's the age difference? Is there one?
Yeah. 18 years, by the way.
Do we want to talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about her love of New Kids. I would think she'd be too young to like them, first of all. But
well, no, she was born in 1980, so you know she was a young girl when they were hitting their prime. Mm-hmm. So
how does it feel to be dating the female version of me then? I just completely
fantastic.
Ruined their relationship.
She's got red shoelaces just like you. But anyway, yeah, you say New Kids. You want to set it up at all, or do you want me just to run with it?
For what it's worth, I remember having a babysitter. That wasn't really a babysitter. It's because I had two younger brothers, but she was, I think, 3 years older than me.
Yeah,
and she was into New Kids.
It's
so
amazing.
So it was definitely within the, and I was, I don't know, eight. I don't know,
within the realm of possibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we actually live in the city which houses the corporate headquarters of Best Buy.
We do,
and we also live about. Jared lives about 5 blocks away from the Mall of America.
Yep,
and it's a perfect combination. Best Buy decided to open up a gigantic store in the Mall of America.
No, I have not visited yet.
Is it open yet?
It is open. Yeah. And to celebrate, they said, "Who can we? What the biggest act in the world? Who can we get to come and publicize our grand opening?"
Carlos Santana?
No. Even bigger, which is hard to top that.
Wow,
bigger than Aaron Neville.
Bigger than Aaron Neville.
Bigger than Aaron Neville's mole?
I think it was bigger
than
Aaron Neville.
That's up in the air.
All right.
They got
bigger than the pending release of Chinese Democracy, where everyone gets a free Dr. Pepper.
Wow. Yeah, so they went and they got the biggest band in the world, New Kids on the Block, to perform and sign autographs. And our own Jared was there, and he filed this report.
No, it was fun. We got the mailer.
Sure it was.
It was. We got the mailer announcing that there was, you know, grand opening, and New Kids on the Block were going to be there. And I showed it to her. I'm like, hey, look, New Kids on the Block are going to be there. She's like, oh, my God, really? You know, she's like really excited because she had always wanted to see them when she was younger and never had the chance. And at first I had to say, are you serious, right? And she was definitely serious. So
you went along with them.
Yeah, no, it's like, oh, come on. Shane, they were such a huge cultural phenomenon. Why wouldn't you take a chance?
Oh, come on.
It's on my way home.
Yes.
From work.
It was a free show?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
Did you get
this.
To dance with them?
No, we were up on the fourth floor. Because we didn't wait there at 3 a.m.
Like where some was your dong during this? Was it in the box that she keeps it in? Or was it attached to your body during
or
this?
Was it rock hard because you were watching NKYOB?
She's trying to calm you
there
down.
There might have been a little chub, I'm just going to say.
Because it was Jordan, right?
Right.
It was always Jordan.
No, it was Joey. Joey's
Jordan!
Not Frankenstein?
Anyway. So we decided we were going to go see this, all right? So she goes over, you know, a little bit earlier, not like maybe half an hour before they're supposed to go on, and it's just kind of staking out a spot. Turns out we ended up having to be on the fourth floor. So it was kind of like, you know,
the very tippy
watching
top.
Them from the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
But and I headed over there after work. And they were delayed by probably 45 minutes. And they came out and did three songs. I had a joke ahead of time. I had my phone out and I was on Twitter, and I'm like, I'm going to Twitter like, oh my God, Joey totally pointed at me. And then during the course of, and then during the course of their performance, he pointed up in my general direction.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
So then you couldn't do it.
Look at that boner.
No, I had actually had to do it at that point. I couldn't joke about it. But I know they did three songs. They did two of their new songs.
What?
So the good stuff, really.
What a waste.
I don't know, their new single and then some other song. And then they did another song that's, I kind of recognized. I couldn't tell
right
you what
stuff.
Could you imagine?
No, it wasn't a big hit.
The New Kids Go on the Road.
It was a little show tune-y,
and they're kind of. They're going to do the new music. We're not going to be bogged down by the past. We're going to do the new music, because that's what we want to do.
And I'm not sure if this was a calculated decision on their part, but they were promoting both the album and their pending concert. Concert tour, which I believe October 22nd will be their date here.
You've got
in the
that
Twin
memorized.
Cities.
Tickets? You have tickets?
We do not have tickets yet, Shane.
Is it on the docket?
Probably not. I don't know. Backstreet Boys at the fair, though. I was a little disappointed they didn't do at least one of their big hits. And from what I could tell, Danny Wood really wasn't into the choreography very
no.
much. No. He seemed to either he didn't know it or he just didn't care.
Didn't care. Why would you care? I mean, they'll probably sell out most of the shows. Yeah. I mean, it's a nostalgia tour.
But I have no embarrassment over taking the effort to go see them. It really wasn't out of my way. And like I said, they were one of the biggest cultural phenomenons of the 20th century, Shane.
We laughed, we cried, and it was free, so what the hell?
Damn right.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
And finally, wrapping up, the last thing that I have in my notes about your life is your possible Oscar show. You played at Matty B's, one of the hottest clubs in the country, owned by Matt Burke, center of the Minnesota Vikings. Can we get a report on how the show went?
I think it went pretty well, actually. We had to bring our own PA system. By we, I mean the all three bands. We had one system. And it worked out okay. The room was really reflective, so the sound was kind of like muddied and everything like that, but I don't know. I think it went really well. We had a decent crowd. The energy was high. John and I goofed around.
Did you make any money on this, number one?
We made, I think, $15 overall, including our one CD sale.
Wow.
Yeah, but we had a $50 bar tab, too, for us. So.
Very nice.
Did you use
it all?
We drank free all night. Now we use about $32.
So let me ask you this question. Matty B's is kind of a young, hip sort of... I don't really know the type of crowd that comes in there, but probably...
It seemed like sports bar people.
Sports bar type of stuff. And your music, probably out of all three bands, is probably the most mainstream. But there's a lot of geek tendencies in this type of stuff. How did you mesh with the sports bar crowd?
Well,
or did you not mesh? I don't understand how the room works.
Honestly, the sports bar crowd consisted of about seven people.
It was not
a very busy night at all.
They're down at Stinky Sneaky Pete's or whatever?
I don't know, maybe. But yeah, it wasn't a very busy night. I don't know if people were home watching the Olympics. There was a Twins game going on. I don't know. But I think definitely people who'd come out to see us outnumbered the normal bar patrons.
So
quite handily.
You weren't threatened by anyone or worried about any sort of smackdowns?
I wasn't really worried. I mean, the songs, the parody songs we do are... from recognizable songs, so even if you didn't know what the hell we were talking about, you still kind of recognize the melody. So,
very nice.
The point of the barrier to entry is pretty low.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So, good show overall. Any other shows planned? Have you
not
any other signings that I need to know about?
Any
bookings?
We're bringing over a Japanese pitcher for $100 million to join the band.
Oh, very nice.
No.
I don't know where you're getting the money, but hey.
No
from
current
the scope
gigs.
Show.
Yeah, exactly. The funds. It all goes to
I'm
me
not
first.
I'm not seeing this.
I skim right off the top.
And the bottom, apparently.
No gigs currently. So if you're looking for a band.
You know it.
Yeah.
You know where to go. Anything else?
We're probably going to look at recording here soon. So.
Yeah, you got a new album in the works. People are very excited about it.
Yeah, they are, Shane.
People are talking about it.
They are. I can hear them now. They're always outside my door for some reason.
Well, there's no question you are one of the biggest talents that I know, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Anything else that's happened in your summer you need to talk about, or we need to throw it over to Scope host number two?
Those are the high points, Shane.
So I knew all those high points.
Yeah.
Let's see if Adam has any high points. Let's catch up with Adam.
Got a couple new shirts.
There we go.
Not much.
What's going on in the life of the most elusive Scope host?
Adam!
Let's take a moment and catch up with Adam.
No, you get the number one. Sorry, I only have so much time to edit.
Adam, I don't know what's going on with you.
You don't have notes for me?
I do have notes, but I'm not sure how much you want me to talk about. So let's just get into it. What has happened to you in the last month?
I don't think he wants to talk about the vasectomy, Shane.
No.
That our fans need to know.
He's tricked into
Besides,
that.
Again. There's multiple
duped two times on the vasectomy. Wow.
He got in there and he was like,
looks like wiener slices down there.
This, yeah. I've got three wiener slices. That's all that's left.
Like the little wiener slices and SpaghettiOs. That's what he looks like down there. What's going on, Adam? Has it been happy times? Has it been sad times?
Let's get to
it.
Let's see. Ups and downs, I guess. So Mandy, so I had to move Mandy.
Yeah.
I had to work a week in Kentucky, fly back. Mandy and I got drunk the night before just because we were bored, and we drank like half a bottle of vanilla vodka and Diet Coke.
What a great girl. What a great girl.
And usually when we drink, we always get on discussions of like politics and religion and stuff. We're really dumb.
no, that's good that you could talk about
you guys,
stuff.
But you guys agree with most things, don't you?
Yeah.
So it's I think so. So it's like, I love what you're saying, man. I'm right with you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I...
Ron Paul forever.
It's me, so I think I try to be intentionally at least a little bit disagreeable. Not disagreeable, but like I try to have different ideas, I think. Just because that's just my stupid behavior. But you know, like we don't agree on like things like religion, really. Like, you know, she's not like religious or anything, but I'm you know, essentially anti-religion.
You're against it. Her family is very...
They're not very religious.
Not
like,
very religious?
They go for the holidays. They you know, they go for more of a social atmosphere. And I think they're all, including Mandy, spiritual to some degree. Mm-hmm. You know, just they you know, I don't think they really buy into a lot of the rules.
A lot of crystals and scented candles around the house.
And by spiritual, I mean just, you know, in terms of in theory, not in practice.
Theoretically
so
spiritual.
Not so much with the hemp and the tie-dye.
No. Okay.
Good for them.
Though... Oh, I won't get into that.
No, you will. Let's do it.
And
they're against condoms, really? That's odd.
So they
right up Adam's alley. Oh yeah.
So I had to move her.
So let's
down to Mankato. And
let's
then
let's remind everyone that you've been dating her for how long?
2 years.
2 years, and she's for some strange reason decided to pick up and get the hell out of town.
She says, "I'm moving.
I'm
away,
done.
Shane.
I'm going to Mankato.
I don't want to him to read anything into it.
No,
but I need my space.
I'm going to spell it out for school.
For
correct?
What it's worth, they do the exact same program at the U of M.
Wow.
Like, so what is she going down for? What
it's like college career counseling, and it's kind of the people that are at college. It's a you know, kind of a course to
Thank you.
Or a program to get into this field where you essentially act as, it's not guidance counseling for college kids, but it's kind of career path, you know, counseling and orientation for them. And she worked, you know, she's done human resources ever since she got out of college. She's really good at it. She really likes it. She, you know, likes the whole idea.
She loves shit canning people at the drop of a hat.
Yeah. She, you know, she likes getting people promotions and finding good paths for them. Mm-hmm. And even if it's at, you know, in retail, you know, at least it's something, you know, instead of just having them make $7 an hour the whole time. So she's excited, and I think that it's probably the perfect thing for her to do. And the reason she's in Mankato and not at the U is because the price difference is pretty drastic.
Huh?
Yeah.
Even with the cost of living.
Is she going to be working down there at the same time, or how does that work? Is she?
Yeah, she has an assistantship, meaning her classes are free. And
is she living in the dorm with all the hot guys?
No, she she got a...
Towel snapping?
She got a... she's living with another girl who's in the second year of this program.
She's hot?
2 year program.
Good looking.
I've not met her.
Well, that'll happen later.
And her boyfriend.
Oh, well, that's a little tricky.
Do they swing?
And when we went down there, you know, like, so we loaded the truck and we drove down to Mankato. When we get there and open the door, he opens the door and he's gotten out of the shower. So he's got no shirt on and he's got like a towel over his shoulder. And I was like, great.
And Adam's head just collapsed down, very sad and dejected. It's over, Johnny.
You know, I told her what would happen to her uterus if she cheated on me.
Oh my goodness.
She
involves a plastic knife and
it's being left in there forever.
Seems kind of gross.
So it's a 2 year program, Adam?
Yes.
Let's do that again.
It's 2 years.
Will she be staying down there during the summertime?
We don't know yet. If I'm still on the road as much as I am now, there's kind of no point in her coming up and staying.
Are you going to try to adjust your current job situation? How's that going to work?
There's a lot of job openings for other training positions that would require, you know, less travel if I wanted to. And there's other positions in the company. I mean, I'm handling it fine. It's just...
But you're definitely one of their most prized assets. Are they going to allow you to travel less when they probably could use you all over the country?
That I don't know.
Now, are you visiting the same places over and over again, or are they different places?
Right now, it's just different districts in Kentucky. Kentucky has 180 different school districts.
So you're not really having a chance to meet any of the local ladies and get a little side action while you're on the road? Mm-hmm.
No, it's best this way, because if I don't come back to that district, then I can... Yeah.
Okay, so you just love him and leave him.
He can drop his seed and then go plant it somewhere else as well.
There's a whole new colony of Adam Spawn down in Kentucky.
Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine that redneck Adams? You know,
God, could you just imagine?
I'm from Virginia. If you had met me before I moved to Minnesota and became cultured,
I picture like a little Adam with the overalls with only one connector and straw coming out of his mouth blackened teeth.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a personal decision that someone's going to make.
We did sign my home. Well, we're potentially signed my home county that I'm originally from.
Wow.
And I got put on the team in Virginia to get to do that.
So he knows the city. He knows the state.
So that'd be fun. Well, my mom still lives there and stuff, so that, I think that'd be nice. So we'll see. I mean, that at least gets me out of Kentucky. And, I mean, you know, I've been defending Kentucky from people because it's not bad at all. There's pockets of it that are pretty terrible.
It's civilized just like any other place.
Good bourbon, I hear.
My new favorite meal at the airport is having a hot brown, which is an open-faced sandwich with... You've heard of it?
I have. Food Network.
Okay.
Explain it to the people out there that don't watch that.
Brunaise cheese. I forget what it's... Brunaise sauce? Is that cheese? Anyway, it's like...
Mm-hmm. Don't ask me for the recipe.
It's like two pieces of white bread. And I hate white bread. This is the only time where it's I think valid.
Well, it's Kentucky white bread. It's
reverse racism.
Yeah. This cheese sauce, more cheese, tomato.
Like a turkey? Has turkey on that?
Turkey and ham.
Any fat back?
And then two slices of bacon on top.
Close to fat back.
Chitlins?
And it's fantastic. So I have that and a double bourbon and water. And it takes me. Bourbon is an excellent drink for me because I can't drink it fast. A double bourbon and water, I don't think anyone can.
No.
And I sip on
Hulk Hogan could.
I sip it the whole time, and I can only do this if I have like an hour before my flight because it really takes me like an hour to drink it. Halfway through, I'm drunk. I mean,
you love the plane ride.
Yes.
It's the best.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nothing better. Well, to Adam's boss, he's getting sauce, but it's actually only increasing his performance.
I probably drink the least out of...
Oh, really?
I've heard stories about people trying to put through bar tabs of...
Well, what do you see? You don't want to abuse it, but what else are you going to do when you're on the road?
Yeah.
Right.
You have to be bored silly once the class drinks.
Well, I mean, I've got... Wow, that's the other big thing that's happened. Well, one of the other big things that's happened to me. I don't know should I go on, or we have more making fun of me for my girlfriend leaving me for 2 years?
We'll get back to that right now. I think for after 2 years, if you guys are together, I think wedding bells are going to be coming pretty fast. That's what I think.
No, I don't.
Don't think so?
I think that this...
I guess it depends where she gets the job, right?
Right. That it's a really great program because it gives her the opportunity to work pretty much in any college town she wants to. So we've been talking about places that we both know that we like Austin, San Diego, and things like that.
So you're saying when the Scope reaches its five-year anniversary, you may not be a part of the team?
Yes. Should we start filling your position now? I mean, sure. Should we take some applications?
I would say the
Adam
odds
Laszlo.
Anyone want to send in a resume? You can.
I'd say if we're together, it's more than likely that we'll probably go somewhere else.
Would we get invited to the wedding if you get married?
I don't know what the numbers look like. If
he's got to check the numbers, Jared. He's got to check the numbers.
Nice.
Well, we didn't want to come anyway.
Well, I'm not being a jerk. I'm trying to be
realistic.
No,
you're being honest.
I mean, if it's like, I mean, how many friends do I have? 20? 15? If I'm allowed to have that many, then yes. If I'm limited to like four, then I don't think that...
Probably not. We're not first tier, Shane.
Tell the truth. You're just worried about Jared's drunken rap.
Pretty much.
Give me some more whiskey.
Pretty much. And then I start doing the running man.
You invite him for that. That's why you invite him.
Have I told you guys about the running Jew?
No.
That's when I do the running man, and that's what we call it.
The running Jew.
Very nice.
Okay.
It's a great visual for talk. I only do it talk medium. There's no doubt about that.
I only do it when I'm really drunk. And I was recently told that it's actually not the running man, it's the Roger Rabbit, but the running Jew works much better.
Works sure. Very well.
Sure. Do you have to imagine you're being chased by Nazis? Is that how it works?
Wow.
I high step actually while I do it, which is really weird.
He puts his own twist on it.
Yeah. Nice.
So you were getting to something funny that's happened to you on the road or some announcement.
You had said that you'd be bored silly being on the road.
Right.
But I'm not all the time because I play WoW.
Because you found
he plays World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Dang it. I was hoping Jared would be ready for that.
Well, I didn't know it was coming.
Don't worry about it.
Let's talk real slow.
You don't have to. It's okay. The big thing, though, is that so they're currently beta testing the new expansion for World of Warcraft. Wrath of the Lich King. Right. That's what it's called.
The Zithromax.
And I got a beta invite.
Shane, is it too
how
late?
Did you get that?
Is it too late?
It's too late.
Never too late. World of Warcraft update. Don't Bogart the dazzling Mithril rapier.
Mithril, that's it. Don't Bogart it. That means take them all.
Thanks for the explanation of what Bogart means. I've never seen Beavis and Butthead before.
Yeah.
Wrong
show.
Precursor to Beavis and Butthead. Yes.
A post-cursor.
They give out beta invites to they give them out randomly to current subscribers
to the chosen few,
and yeah, I got no it. Kidding. And I mean, they
were you
for,
excited
like,
when you got it? Be
oh,
honest.
You have no
how,
idea.
What was your reaction?
Okay, I'll
how quickly did your hand go to your penis?
He probably started laughing like a maniac. Like,
oh, no
do you have
doubt.
A sound effect that might sound like what Adam did?
No.
Like Tom Cruise laughing. That's what I was trying
I went
to get
a different freaking page already.
Oh, damn it.
I'd had a really bad day at
Fred Norris, where are you?
At work. It was just great.
I did it.
Yeah. I had a really bad group. So I'm like on my way back to my hotel, and I look at my phone and I check. I'm looking at my email because I'm stuck in traffic or whatever. And I see an email from Blizzard that says, welcome to the World of Warcraft, Wrathless Beta Invitation.
Oh, my
whatever.
God. Were there graphics on the email, too?
Well, no, because I have text only on my phone.
On his phone, Jared.
But no, I look at it, and like my name, my email address is in all caps, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, and there's a lot of scam invites that go out.
Yes.
So that's kind of what I assume it is. So I see it. So I get my hopes up for a second. And then
hopes go up.
And then I see that my name's in all caps, and I was like, this is
a scam. Right. It's Mandy playing a mean trick on me.
So I put the phone down. I kind of forget about it. And I get back to my hotel, and I'm on IM talking to one of my while playing friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm kind of annoyed. I got this. I got a scam email, and I go and I look at it again. And everything actually looks
He's studying his email.
Well, you don't want to click links in an email that you don't know what they're actually for.
Right.
This is going to take you to a porn site that you've probably already visited anyway.
I would don't never need, like, sit down with someone and question them on their beliefs.
Installed on my work laptop. So, I mean, that's...
True. You got to be careful about that.
I think you're being cautious. That's what I like about you. So, you're like, always thinking things through.
I do everything. You know, you right-click on the link, and you copy it, and you paste it in a notepad to make sure it's actually where the link says it's going to. Yeah. And it is.
I didn't even know that trick.
And so then I kind of freaked out a little bit and got excited. But
did you do the
running? We were just talking about it last night. I just looked at her. I said, you know, here she is, this beautiful belly, and she's a glowing woman.
Yes. That's what I was doing. The issue is that I was at my hotel, which had a fast enough internet connection, but it was a 1.6 gig download. So it took, and this was on a Thursday, and I was flying out Friday. So I couldn't play it, and I was kind of annoyed. So I was just, I did eventually get to play it, and it's been.
And how different is it from the standard World of Warcraft?
Well, I mean, it's an entire new continent that new lands and everything. So there's all
updated graphics.
So there's updated animations and character models. Yes, and there's
have
a brand
they enhanced
new
the bounciness of women's breasts.
There's a brand new class, the Death Knights.
Death Knights.
Yes,
I've been clamoring for that.
Their whole starting area is a brand new area that you go through, and it's really well done. Anyone that if we have any listeners that play WoW, I'm sure you've probably read stuff about it, but a lot of it's different, and it's actually a different feel, and it was pretty cool to start playing through.
You're gonna bust this son of a bitch out when it comes off of beta? I mean, is this gonna be, you're gonna be into it for as many hours as you can?
I mean, I'll probably be on the road still and not doing anything else for 6 hours of downtime before I go to bed every night. So
there you go.
Yeah.
So leveling up very quickly.
Well,
or do you play with your current guys in that continent?
So yeah, and the point of it at all is to get to the next
and
maximum level, right?
Yeah, so the old maximum level was 70, and the new one is 80. So you're on all that,
and then eventually they'll have to release another patch,
and it'll keep going up and up and up.
Or pack or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything that's not in World of Warcraft that you would like? I mean, you think about, boy, they haven't addressed this issue.
What
is that the people from World of Warcraft telling us to stop talking about it?
Exactly. You signed an NDA, you bastard.
It's Mandy. Should we put her on speaker?
Let's put her on speakerphone.
Okay. Put her on.
Hello? Oh, call ended.
What? No, man. Call her back. Put her on speaker.
No, there is no NDA for the beta. Also,
no.
So
all right, there. You can talk about it all you want then.
Exactly.
Sweet.
See how this works.
You can hold up to the microphone and
bring it on to your side.
On my side,
yeah.
There we go.
Hello, you're on speaker on the phone or on the show. Hello,
hello, Mandy.
I'm bashful.
Mandy, this is Shane. We were just talking about your plan to escape from Adam coming up very soon. What's going to be the biggest benefit of living in Mankato besides the town is almost your exact name?
I know that's pretty cool.
I do like that.
The access to giving, like, I was really big when I lived on Grand. I always wanted to sell booze to underclassmen. So now I work in an office where I deal with people who drink underage, so now I can more easily do that.
Very nice.
Fantastic.
And Adam was telling us about this young hot stud that you're moving in with who is all showered and lathery, answering the door without a shirt and wet.
But he is in a serious relationship with my other roommate. But that could cause some drama.
Well, you could get right in there and mix it up like a Big Brother type of scenario where you're causing all sorts of mischief.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So what were you calling Adam about? Let's hash that out right now.
I was going to ask if he had any Diet Coke because I was going to pick some up because I would like to drink tonight.
There is one can left, so yes, you should buy some.
Vanilla vodka, perhaps,
yes.
Mixing with that?
We've got the other half of that vanilla vodka to take down, so.
Very, very nice.
Nice.
I like the scope. It's real, guys.
So will you
it's
be
absolutely real. We drink like everyone else. We don't have gilded toilet bowls and stuff like that. It's Diet Coke and vanilla
mine's
vodka.
Mine's on order. I don't know about you. are you making the drive down there tonight then, Adam?
No, she's coming up here because we're going to the state fair tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Yes.
There you go.
Mandy, will you be eating the chocolate-covered bacon tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of my big drives for going. Plus, I'm going to have a pickle pop if we can find the stand.
I believe that is in the food building close to the chocolate-covered bacon.
Excellent. Thank you for the map, the visual map.
One final question, Mandy. Your favorite thing to eat at the Minnesota State Fair, and then I'm forcing Adam to hang up on you.
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
Simple.
Classic.
It's true.
And you, Adam, what do you have to eat?
You Gator? Know what? Year to year, I've only been 2 years ever, but it's the corn on the cob probably for me, too. It's shifted a little bit here and there, but, I mean, the fried pickles last year are really good, too, though, Mandy.
Yeah, those are really good.
Ugh, disgusting. It's like a warm... It's like a warm pickle from a Burger King sandwich. Slightly crispy.
Yes. Why is that bad? Oh, it sounds so good.
Salty, pickly goodness, but fried.
Very nice.
Plus cream cheese.
We know what you think about pickly goodness.
Pickly goodness and cream cheese, Shane.
All right.
Are we done? Are we done, Mandy?
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Mandy on the scope. Yes, we do talk to women. It's not all a part of our program.
Yes. Bye, Snookums. Okay.
Is he still talking to her?
Isn't that cute?
Oh, that is good.
Look
times.
At that.
That was good, right? She hung up on me.
Will you drive down every weekend if you can?
No, we'll alternate.
It's not that far. It's pretty easy.
90,
drive.
80, 90
it's minutes. Not. It's not 4 hours.
It's no Des Moines. No. That's for sure. That drive didn't get old.
Well, I'm sure this will get old too. But
the drive sucks. More, the destination is definitely worth it.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, Adam, we're going to move on to myself.
Sounds good to me.
I've actually got an intro bumper myself, I think. Sounds
what's
strangely
going
familiar.
On in the life of the most elusive scope host?
We're all elusive.
Let's take a moment and catch up with Shane.
I want our whole show. Can we do an entire episode of just clips from us cut in and out and Tony?
Sure. We totally could do that.
That's no work for me at all.
Right.
You know, I've got.
What have you been doing these last 5 weeks?
Moving my girlfriend in.
There we go.
Yeah.
I could talk about a lot, but the show's running long, so I'm just going to stick to one topic that will actually impact the next Scope show. Everyone knows that I go on a vacation every year to the North Shore of Minnesota, and this was no different. And you've heard me talk about the Olympics.
Yes.
The entire, it's a week full of board games. Actually, Al has scaled it back to only three games.
Is it more effective?
I think it is more effective. Okay. It allows everyone to have their own free time. You don't have something every day that you're up there. So he scaled it back to three games. Racco.
Yeah,
that is the game where you try to order cards. It's a game that I never do very well at.
Because it's a dumb game.
Yeah,
it's not your fault. Don't worry. Yeah, I agree. Crowd has got us backed up too.
The other
I think
game,
it's dumb.
The next game, and it also was played in this order, would be Sorry, the game where you can slide and bump people off the board, and you have to try to get all four of your colored pieces into the safety zone.
I can honestly say it's probably been 20 years since I put Sorry.
Sorry's a lot of fun.
Is Sorry like Trouble in that you can only leave your starting area if you get a one?
Yeah, you have to get a one or a two special cards. You have to draw.
I hate that.
He hates that. He does not like to be limited by the rules of the game.
Sometimes you can't get out of your home base.
That's the key. But then the thing is, if you can't get out of your home base and you draw the Sorry card, then you can move to somebody else's spot and kick them to their home base.
It's way
base.
Better than Trouble.
Wow.
Way better than Trouble.
Thank you, Parker Brothers.
Jared very bored, yawning, can't keep him awake.
A little tired.
The last game, which is one of my favorite games of all time, is Yahtzee.
Yahtzee,
it's
classic.
A game where, I think we've talked about it before, but Al's wife made him a wooden rolling board with felt, stained it, and he has his own Yahtzee setup. We actually keep all of our cards. We add up all the scores. We have a per card average. We have a total average of all the points we've gotten. So Al and I take Yahtzee very seriously.
I've never played Yahtzee.
Here's one little note. We play Yahtzee so much where I think I just completed 100 cards while I was up there, or close to 100 cards, not in 1 week, over the time I've gone.
I don't know what that means.
Well, there's 6 games on a card, so it's a lot of games. And the thing about the Olympics and Yahtzee and myself is I've never won. I've never got even come close to winning. So it's the game I love, but it's the game that scorns me so when
I play. You've never won a single game of Yahtzee.
Well, I mean, what we do is you play 3 games, and then like the top 2 people from each game with those total points go on to the next.
They go on to the medal round.
And I think I've made the next round. I think there's 3 rounds total. I've made the second round once, and beyond that, I've never done anything. This year, different story. I was Yahtzee champion.
Wow.
And unfortunately, I did not win the Olympics trophy. I came in a close second.
Who did win?
A guy named Brian Moe, who, here's the thing, I have a very strategic way of playing Yahtzee. There are rules in my head. Both Al and I have it. And he plays batshit crazy. And it seemed to work for him. And he got enough points to come.
So he's like the Yahtzee equivalent of a button masher in video games.
Yes, exactly.
Just come on out.
Like, how is he doing this?
Just
I don't
wiggle,
understand.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Look at Chun-Li jumping on your head.
That's the story of my sex life as well, right there. I came in second place. But it was a well-fought second place silver silver medal, smaller trophy, and I'm very happy about that. So, but here's the one thing I want to tease for the next show is, if you remember a few years back, I interviewed a couple of my cousins. Actually, they'd be like second cousins, and asked them some questions, and they got some crazy answers. Well, this year I did something very similar where I interviewed one of my closer cousins. She's about 22, and have a series of trivia questions which Adam and Jared, if all things go correctly, you will be able to play whether she got them right or wrong. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a hell of a game show, people.
Right on.
It's going to be big, and it's taking a little time to get it together. And if I want Jared to play, I have to set up all the sounds myself. So
you will get a crash course in audio editing, Shane.
But I'm excited. I have to transfer it from the video camera to the computer.
How many people are at your Olympics or your whole vacation, I guess?
My whole vacation, we could have... at the height of the vacation, because not everybody's there the whole week, but we could have 25 people there.
Do they all think that you're like a bit like, are you like the dork of the whole thing? Because like you asked them to do, and I don't mean it in a mean way. I mean it like in a, is Uncle Shane, are you the funny uncle?
Are you the guy we're always working an angle?
You know what? I definitely don't think that I am, they look down on me. I think they're a pretty inclusive, inclusive bunch. Carrie's family overall, they do have, they're dysfunctions like any family, but they are the closest thing to like a extended Brady Bunch as you're ever going to see. Okay. Everybody is good. And the Ashley, the girl that did the quiz, she actually wants to do more. I mean, after some of the answers she gave, she wants to do more. So I might even try to get her in the studio or something.
Wow.
I think it could be really funny. And it's not like I bug them all the time. They know what I do, and you know, they seem to be fine with it. It's it's not like you look at me and I'm wearing Wolverine t-shirts and, you know,
right,
I'm crunching HTML, CSS, and all that crap. I'm fairly normal, if you beyond the fact that I wear a captain's hat the entire time. Which, if you go to my Facebook page, you could see that. But I mean, I don't think I'm some sort of oddball. I think everybody's kind of accepting of that. I think that you know, Carrie and I might be a little bit more of the outsiders in general, just because everyone that goes tends to live in in Shakopee, okay, where Carrie grew up, and we don't live there. I mean, we live far away, so they get together all the time.
You're there every weekend, though, right?
Yeah. We won't get into that. But generally speaking, we are not involved as much, so people, you know, a lot of things happen without us, and, you know, coming from the socially inept families that I've had, I'm fine with that. But, you know, that's pretty much the only main difference between, you know, how I'm treating everybody else there, so...
Hmm.
But it was a good vacation, and I'm back. And I do, as I said, I do have some other things that I could talk about, but we can kind of push those out to other times because we could end up talking for another hour. And I don't want to do that to you guys.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's about all I have to share. Just get ready for a fantastic Scope game show coming up in the coming week. So I'm very, very excited about that. So you've caught up with us. We're going to catch you up with Under the Scope and Scope Sounds right after this.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Hit it! Yeah, for the PodSafe Music Networks, it's the Shakes.
I want a better life. I want a better life. More than these four walls and my loving wife. I want a better life. I want to be your man. I want to be your man. 'Cause you're pretty cool and you've got a tan. I want to be your man. I want a bigger place. I want a bigger place. With gates, I want a bigger place.
Gentlemen, I give you the Scope.
Under the Scope.
Yes, indeed. Under the Scope is back, fully loaded, cocked. Yes, I said cocked.
What?
And ready to go.
I don't think that's the right word.
Cocked, locked, and ready to rock.
With the news. Mr. Adam,
yeah.
Take it away.
All right, news first, right?
That's how we operate here.
Okay, so...
It's a new thing. Oh, here we go. Newsflash.
Finally. I've been asking for this sound effect forever. So I think...
The Japs are bombing Pearl Harbor.
No!
This might be more politically focused than we need it to be, but so let me know if I need to skip over stuff. First story breaking over the last couple days. John McCain is unsure on of how many houses he actually owns. I don't know if you guys...
Boy, I wish I had that problem.
Yeah. in over the course of the last few months, he said some odd things about how our economy is fine. And in January, during the when the Republicans still hadn't picked a candidate, he said that we weren't even close to a recession. And he considers people that make less than $5 million middle class and weird things like
that. We're in there, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely.
So when asked at a press conference how many homes he actually owns, he said, quote, "I think I'll have my staff get back to you. It's condominiums where, and I'll have to get back to you." So the correct answer is, well, at the time of this press count, four, it's up to seven right now.
Jeez. It's growing. He bought two houses since making that statement.
And the, St. Petersburg Times, one of the Florida newspapers, did a really good single panel picture of with a view from all seven of them, and they're all like mansions.
Of course.
So it's just kind of funny. So Obama released a video or an ad kind of hitting him on this.
I know how many houses I have. I'm like you. I've got one.
Yeah.
I've only got four.
Yeah. And it's giant, and it goes to the moon.
Yes.
So it's kind
but it's
of
one house.
It's, and it's got a giant jacuzzi.
Kind of ironic because McCain has tried to hit Barack Obama as being an elitist. And, you know, back in 2004, the Republicans hit John Kerry on this.
The same exact. And it probably won him the election.
You think so?
The elitist angle? Oh, yeah. No question about it.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it worked. They did the same thing with Al Gore. You know, it's a he thinks he's better than you.
Yeah.
Why would you want someone that's better than you? Anybody could be president.
I want my president to be better than me.
Yeah.
So what
I just on the record of saying the president should be smarter than me, have just better ideas than me, should be an elitist.
I think Kerry was unlikable, and there was no real reason to vote for him. It was more of a not Bush thing, and I don't think that's a good way to run.
So let me ask. that is random. I don't know if you're going to get into this, but a lot of national polls are showing now that McCain is either closing the gap on Obama or ahead in the polls, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a cause of just the fact that the country will now and forever be a 50-50 split, or do you think that there's a bit of latent racism popping into that?
I don't think there's latent racism because I think that any racism was already in the polls to begin with. I don't think, you know, people were like, oh, right, he's a black Muslim, as I've been hearing.
Well, what about all of these, and I'm just throwing this out there, all these people that are saying, I don't know who I'm going to vote for, but when push comes to shove, I would never vote for a black man. Of course, they didn't say that, but...
Sure. And, you know, there's people always going to be there, but you know what? Those people would also not vote for a white woman, I don't think, either. So I don't think the Hillary thing would have made any difference. And quite frankly, there's enough voters in America to counterbalance that as long as Obama gets the message that he wants to out. So
I sure hope you're...
I'm really not that worried about it right now. Though, then again, that's the same attitude I had election night 2004. So
yeah, there you go. No kidding.
We'll see how it all turns out, I suppose.
Any more news?
For what it's worth, I don't think that the polls are really indicative right now, especially during a week where Obama was on vacation, the Olympics were the main draw, and we're still running into the cell phone issue, I think more so now than 2004 or 2000. So,
and by the time the show is posted, we will know his vice president.
Yep, tomorrow.
And his vice president is?
It's not going to be Hillary. I know that much.
I'm just going to say his vice president is, and then Jared can edit it in post.
Okay. have Tony yell it, and then...
Adam!
Any predictions? I haven't really been paying attention. So.
My predictions would be Biden.
I think Biden's got a pretty good shot at it, actually.
Or Kane, as probably the two most likely.
Raising Kane. Biden's just skilled and crazy enough to make it work, but
I think he's an asshole, and I think that actually works pretty well.
If John Edwards hadn't completely destroyed his own political career in the last couple of weeks, would he have
I don't think so.
At the top of the list, maybe
the rumor is that
they knew
they had never vetted him. They were never even considering him. Hmm. Can you imagine if he had won the nomination? No. Though
it's over. It's over.
Forget about it.
Yep. Forget it. Thank goodness.
All right.
For that coming out.
Just a few more things. A recent Pew survey tells us that Daily Show and Colbert Report viewers are more well-informed than those watching Bill O'Reilly, Lou Dobbs, and Larry King.
What about Oprah viewers?
I do not know about Oprah viewers.
Okay, adding 1 million voters to the Obama.
30% okay. of The Daily Show and 34% of the Colbert Report viewers correctly identified certain items in a quiz, such as the current Secretary of State, British Prime Minister, the majority party in the U.S. House, etc. They kind of gave him a quiz. And
any stats on viewers of The Soup?
No, but no? I would bet that they're even smarter.
I am watching
What about Paula Deen on Food Network?
That's Mandy's favorite
Experts
lady.
In butter use.
All Stick right. of butter with everything, Shane.
So like I said, we're kind of overly political here. Rush Limbaugh has been quoted as saying that Obama won the primaries because no one, quote, had the guts to stand up and say no to a black guy.
Okay.
Yesterday on his radio show, right-wing talker Rush Limbaugh said it's striking how unqualified Obama is and how the whole thing came about within the Democratic Party. I think this is a classic illustration here where affirmative action has reared its ugly head against them.
Okay.
It's the reverse of it. They've ended up nominating and placing at the top of their ticket somebody who's not qualified, who has not earned it. It's perfect affirmative action. And because of all this guilt and historic nature of things, well, nobody had the guts to say, well, wait a minute, do we really want to do this?
How long was George Bush governor of Texas, by the way?
3.5 weeks, Shane. 3.5 weeks.
6 years, I think.
Okay.
He won re-election once, and then it was in the middle of it.
So if Rush is talking about his perfect affirmative action, wouldn't that mean that Obama is going to be president? Because, I mean, if you've got a white guy going for the job and you got a black guy going for the job, the black guy is going to get it.
He's affirmative not action.
Yeah. So I love the idea that the only reason that he could have made it is because, well, we had to open it up.
We were too scared. We were too scared to say otherwise.
We could push the woman around, but not the black man.
That's the kind of rhetoric that will make sense to a lot of people, unfortunately.
I know.
All right. So back to our
gas prices. What the fuck's up with them? Oh, sorry.
So there's a big stories about the PlayStation 3 for the first time having more console sales in a month than
yes, it is.
360.
Yes, it is. I was a part of that.
But the big item here, I think, for most
people I would never get one.
Understand is that the DS and the Wii continue to be ridiculous juggernauts, selling three times as many as the other ones.
But what about Xbox 360 selling out in Japan?
25,000 units in a week.
If they only have 25,000 units,
that's all they have.
Oh, they only had three.
This week, they came down to Earth and only sold about 7,000, by the way, this past week.
For what it's worth, I found the stats kind of weird. So the DS in July sold about 600,000, the Wii, 550,000, the PS3, a quarter of a million, the PSP, just slightly lower than that, and then the 360 sold 204,000. So it's just a 20,000 difference between the PS3 and the 360. What's interesting, though, and I'm not sure where these sales are coming from, the PlayStation 2 sold 155,000 units.
Still selling.
Who's buying it?
It's ultra cheap, and you can get
so
games
cheap.
Ultra cheap as well.
Now, I have a question. Now, they just are coming out with or just released a new version of the PSP?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
It's not selling.
They keep doing it with the DS. I mean, it's not like a new
It's
one.
Selling better than it used to.
It's like how they keep on having new versions of the DS.
Yeah. But the DS sells. I mean, when is Sony going to say, PSP?
PSP has done pretty well in Japan.
I think for their first portable release, they probably would view it as a success. I would think. I don't know. I don't have one, and I was considering getting one. Remember I was talking to you about yours.
I think it's too expensive for a portable unit.
Question for you, Adam. Are you going to be covering the upcoming price drop for the 360 again coming up?
Yeah, but I mean, I can't justify buying a console. I'm never at home, you know?
No, I just mean, is it going to be part of your news stories? Because now they're saying that the 360 will be dropping within a couple weeks. They've got some posted ads to prove that.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see $199 Xbox mm-hmm. Arcade, I think that's what mm-hmm. they want to do.
Shane, what you're seeing is a 60 gigabyte Xbox 360 for $300. With the new fall dashboard coming out with the Netflix integration,
mm-hmm.
you're seeing Jared getting kind of tempted.
Oh, Jared's getting tempted by the fruit of another.
You're seeing me getting a little tempted to get next gen.
Very exciting.
So just in time for Mandy to go and work at college, there's a big drinking age debate.
Yes,
raging.
There is. Tell us about this.
So right now it's 21, as you're probably aware, except in Wisconsin. Which it is, but it's eight. College presidents
eight
from about
100
of the nation's best-known universities, including Duke, Dartmouth, Ohio State, are calling on lawmakers to consider lowering the drinking age from 21 to 18, saying current laws encourage dangerous binge drinking on campus. The movement called the Amethyst Initiative began quietly recruiting presidents more than a year ago to provoke national debates about drinking age. This is a law that is routinely evaded, says John McCardell, ex-president of Middlebury College in Vermont, who started the organization. It's a law that the people at whom it is directed believe it is unjust and unfair and discriminatory.
What it doesn't address is the binge drinking problem in trailer parks.
What can we do about that? Lower it to 8, I suppose.
That's a pet cause 12. Of Jared's.
So Mothers Against Drunk Driving are furious about this.
Mad.
Yeah.
furious.
It would
they're
lead
mad,
to more
fatal, with 2 Ds, that's how mad they are.
More fatal car crashes. Yeah. It accuses the presidents of misrepresenting science and, in the words of mad CEO Chuck Hurley, waving the white flag. So there's all that.
Do we have an opinion on this, anyone? Old enough to vote, old enough to drink, or is that just ridiculous?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how you look at the stats, and you know, drinking related car accident deaths have decreased since it changed to 21. So, is it just that they don't want to be bothered with policing it on their own campus?
I think it's related strongly to campus. I don't think it's specifically policing it. I think it's that. It's a unique situation with colleges where you get kids that are without parents and they can drink really easily.
Right. You get someone like Mandy who doesn't have any qualms about selling to minors.
Right.
So. Aren't they going to do it anyway? I mean, if it's 18, 21, more people are going to do it.
But that's the issue that if it weren't illegal, they could just drink leisurely. Instead, they're like, we have to, now's our chance. We're at a party. Let's drink as much as we can.
Wow. How do you prove that?
Honestly, I don't know if the question of legality enters into that. I think there's just the youth mindset that you do things to excess.
Because we are no longer a youth mindset.
Whether it's legal or not, you're still going to want to binge drink, I think.
I like to binge drink and it's legal for me. So.
By the way, the people in Metro Buzz... probably a good 10 years younger than us, Jared. Thank you.
Okay.
So my age. Or younger than me?
Probably younger than you as well.
Geez. So we should be able to destroy them with our comprehensive trivia knowledge.
All right, some quick items.
You're going to be talking about Miley Cyrus trivia.
The Force Unleashed demo is going to be out on Xbox Live and PSN on
I played
Thursday.
It and beat it twice today.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
All right.
I liked it a lot.
Did you?
I did. It was fun.
Were you wearing pants?
Never. I have my lightsaber out and ignited.
Have you seen the USB lightsaber? It's this little device. It's like a little mini lightsaber. You plug into your USB port, charges up, and it lights up.
And you use it on your girlfriend. We know. Kevin,
you get one of those, Adam.
Right after the beer cheese soup.
Finally, Kevin Smith has seen The Watchmen.
Jared, hitting all buttons.
The Watchmen, and it's fucking astounding, he says.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that's the death knell.
Better than anything he could ever direct.
That's the death knell for that thing being more finished.
What does he know?
No,
we are we angry against Kevin Smith now? Just like everyone else is George Lucas. I liked Clerks 2.
Yeah, you would.
Clerks 2, I would, sucker.
It was terrible. Let's be honest.
It wasn't terrible.
Remember the terrible scene in the jail?
I didn't say it was all good. I said I liked it overall.
That's it for news.
That's it for news, Jared.
Yeah?
What comes next?
We go home?
I wish, but we've only got 8 more hours of show to go.
All right.
Let's continue with reviews. Because you couldn't get enough of him talking in the last half an hour, Adam is back with some sort of review. Adam, what is it, and how did Wikipedia help you this time?
Oh, just you wait. We're reviewing Black Kids. Not The Black Kids, by the way. It's just Black Kids, and their album is called Party
Traumatic. The Race?
Yeah.
All right.
What other kind of black kids are there?
I don't know.
All right.
Ones who got into the paint jar?
Black Kids are a 2-year-old Jacksonville, Florida indie pop group that's been gaining notoriety over the last year. They played in last August's Athens Pop Fest, which resulted in very favorable...
Is that Greece or Georgia?
Georgia.
Okay.
Georgia.
Very favorable reviews from much of the...
Wait for it. Music press like Pitchfork and Blender?
Line resulted in music press, including NME, The Guardian, and The Village Voice. So you were wrong on all counts there.
Oh well. They just throwing out some names.
Released their, but here you go.
They about
released
Rolling
their,
Stone.
Their first EP last fall, which received a Best New Music honor from Pitchfork.
Ooh, there we go.
And one.
Do I hear a spin?
In their November 2007 Blender. Issue, Rolling Stone called them one of the 10 artists to watch in 2008.
What about the alternative press?
That's when I first learned about them and downloaded
College
their
Music
their
Weekly.
EP.
Very nice.
Their biggest hit from that EP is also their first single from the full release. Here's a clip from I'm Not Going to Teach Your Boyfriend How to Dance. The band's kind of like a more pop version, well, in one very narrow way, more pop version of the Strokes, in that they get compared to lots of their contemporaries and a lot of 80s bands. In the case of Black Kids, it's a lot of early 80s new wave bands, all of which are very fair comparisons. For what it's worth, for me, if anyone ever compares a band to artists like The Rapture, The Cure, or Morrissey, I'll always listen right away, so...
Suck at everyone.
Yeah. And while they won't win any awards for deep meaning lyrics, for instance, the opening track references a knock knock joke about a ghost in your underwear, they are still clever and honest for the most part. So says one review that I copied that from.
Finally, I thought that was his clever opinion.
Wow.
Finally, here's a clip from one of the album's tracks that did not appear on the EP.
What?
The kind of CSS sounding Look at Me When I Rock With You. Baby, making me crazy. CD's available now.
So what did you think of it, Smarty Pants?
I liked it a lot. Like I said, you know,
clearly
with who they're being compared to and all that. I definitely liked it. There's a lot of music these days that sounds like it. I won't try to pretend that it's
completely original. It's a derivative of old music.
Of a derivative, yep. Yeah. But you know what? That's fine with me because I like a lot of bad music on top of...
If it works, it works. That's what you're saying.
I mean, I recently went back and re-rated the latest Maroon 5 album, and there's actually a lot of good pop elements in that.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. 4 stars. Bam.
Wow.
So Rihanna version, even better.
So I like... Every song on the album is enjoyable to me, and I strongly like quite a few of them as well.
Now, do you like the songs on the album, or do you like the remixes you hear on Hype Machine?
I like the Hype Machine.
Everything is Hype Machine.
That's callback.
That's a good one, and it's a slap in my face. Jared, are you a dissenting voice, or do you agree with Adam?
I am a dissenting voice.
Of course
I do not like
are.
This album nearly as much as the two of you did. I found
what? I haven't even talked about it.
Do you want to talk about yours first?
And no, you can go bring ahead. In the voice of you dissent? Go ahead, and I will be that middle score that we're actually going to review it.
Okay. Well, I hate the lead singer. I cannot stand his voice. I'm sorry. I was never a
it
big...
It changes every other song.
He sounds like Robert Smith, and I was never a big Cure fan. And okay. And I started to really get annoyed by the kind of childish female backing vocals that come into.
It's his sister. You're a racist. You don't like black kids.
That's not
is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying I don't I don't like the vocals.
He's not brave enough to stand up and say, I don't like the black kids. I'm just going to give them 4 stars.
I also found the keyboards annoying. I didn't like the tones.
So far, they're not doing well.
But here's the thing. I found at least the first few songs to be really, really catchy, and I find them getting stuck in my head, and I'm not hating it, but I don't know. I guess I got about halfway into the album, and as I'm listening to it, I found it kind of fading into the background for me, and my mind started focusing on the other things.
Angie's Beer Cheese Soup
which
Recipe.
Which tells me that perhaps the album isn't really striking a chord with me, so eh.
Do you like the remixes more? Is that why you were asking?
No, I haven't.
It was a rip on me for being a month behind the times.
I'm too old to go to Hype Machine.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
There are a lot of really good remixes on it, for what it's worth.
So I didn't hate the album, but it was below average for me.
Okay, so let's get to the real review right now.
Yeah.
My first listen, I was kind of Jared-esque in it. I wasn't buying into it. The lead singer, we've mentioned before, he is clearly inspired by The Cure. Cure's Robert Smith. And you know what? They kind of have this B-52s vibe going with them as well, which I thought of before I read it in other places. Mm. And that is you have this lead singer who's sort of weird and out there, but then you have a female backing or, you know, co-leads that that actually grounded a little bit more in your normal pop sounds.
And maybe the fact that I'm not a huge B-52s fan maybe plays into my
dislike. See, I like the B-52s when Fred Snyder isn't singing leads, because he's too goofy for me. So I immediately started thinking about that with Black Kids, and took me a little time to get over that. And I actually liked it, liked later tracks in the album, like Hurricane Jane or Making Eyes at You. Those are my two favorite songs. I think they work very well together, and they kind of strike that perfect kind of, you know.
So I should listen in reverse.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And, you know, a lot of that chanting stuff sounds a lot like the Go Team, too. If you're speaking of, you have derivatives, there it is right there. But you know what? Like we said before, if they're doing something well, it doesn't matter if they're stealing and...
Yeah,
I mean, or being inspired by other people. It's just, you know, well, there's some good songs in there, right. And I think that they will come back.
If you're a fan of, like, if you're a fan of all the bands that they're ripping off, you're probably going to like, you know, the combination there. So.
And you know, a lot of times when we're reviewing albums, I may listen to it twice under protest. This is an album where I listened to it the first time. I'm like, you know, I didn't like the first part, but I sort of got into it later, and I went back and listened to it 3 or 4 times. So that has to tell you something, that I wanted to give it a real fair shake, and I liked it in the end.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's give it a score.
Shane likes it in the end.
Who doesn't?
Score is 3 stars.
Coming up next, poop jokes.
make a note. Cut that one out. use it over and over again. So we've covered our review. Let's.
You know, we didn't talk about Brett Favre at all in our...
I know. It's so old now. It's already weeks old.
He's already got 4 games under his belt. Let's talk about what's coming soon. It may feel like our longer show, Adam, but it isn't. So you have a little bit of time here to...
Mandy's already at my house now.
You're allowed to breathe.
Music. So we're doing Coming Soon, by the way, in case anyone was not aware of how this works.
Oh, I thought it was the news.
No. Music, August 26th. Blues Traveler. Not Blue Traveler, like you... I assume. Is it just...
Newsflash, they've changed their name to Blue Traveler.
It's just John Popper now.
Oh, it's not the news.
It's also Blue Clue.
They have a new album for some reason. Missy Elliott has a new album.
I guess in that Blue Traveler's album, there may be harmonica.
There's a chance.
There might be. How about a harmonica holster?
Probably.
With 18 different spitty harmonicas.
I liked Blues Traveler back in the day, but I haven't really had time.
I love
that
when Jared used to go out to like First Avenue with his harmonica holster.
I didn't like them that much.
He'd say, hey, baby, and then he'd start blowing on his harmonicas.
I had a couple of their albums that I enjoyed and would probably enjoy again, but I don't know. I just don't have any time.
And it inspires you to play harmonica to this day.
I do. Just in the shower.
The Verve, not the Verve pipe.
In the shower. Drowning John.
Well, they get a little rusty.
No, the Verve that had the song Bittersweet Symphony, their biggest hit, and they didn't make one cent on it.
They're still giving money to the Rolling Stones for that one.
It's a great song, by the way.
The great story behind
that one.
Not how
Jared sings it like Aaron Neville singing it.
I don't know the words.
The great story behind that is that they first asked the Rolling Stones for permission. They were denied permission, and then they did it anyway.
And they said, F you in a British accent.
And it's hilarious because, you know, in most cases, I would be like, wow, what a bunch of dicks, the Rolling Stones doing that. But they asked, they said no, and then they did it anyway. And it's the Rolling Stones. Like, they're notorious for getting any, you know, the last
giving
cent for everything. So, like, why would you think you'd get away with it? I don't know.
They didn't.
Only one of the biggest bands ever.
Right.
I'm sure that nobody's paying attention to the music scene.
Right.
No.
September 2nd, Brian Wilson has a CD, and Young Jeezy.
Young Jeezy. Yeah.
Jared's got it on pre-order.
Michael Phelps is like the Young Jeezy of swimming.
HipHopAmazon.com.
Movies. August 29th. This is a great set. So this is the few weeks that we have before the fall, the good fall movies start.
We've missed all the good movies. Now these are the things that we're going to have to go see and review on the show.
Babylon AD. Vin Diesel helps a cult genetically engineer Jesus. Really? That's what that movie's about? You don't get that at all from the trailer.
Wow. I haven't even seen the trailer.
No. College. That's the movie. Three high school seniors spend a crazy weekend at a local college.
Probably drinking underage.
Disaster movie
followed by party.
It's yet another parody movie. And then September 5th, Bangkok Dangerous. I saw the first commercial I have for this today. Nick Cage still has that hair, that really weird hair. An assassin,
the
Nicolas
weird
Cage.
Nick Cage hair, or what?
Yeah, like that where it's like long. It's just just bizarre.
Yeah, he should just shave his head or something. What? I don't know.
No, it's like if you've seen him in interviews like over the last 2 or 3 years, it's this weird like almost shoulder length, and it's just pulled straight back, but it's black. And
why can't he do what Jeremy Piven did? Slowly increased his hairline. You know, no, Nick Cage has got this weird...
Or just pulled by... You know who else is going bald that's a dude? Almost every guy. Just deal with it. Stop.
Remember when Nick Cage was like the biggest fucking star in the world? And now he's just kind of like...
He picked shitty movies.
I think that he does these movies that he really just wants to do and doesn't care. Yeah. And on one hand, I'm like, wow, that's great. On the other hand...
Career suicide. Yeah. Yeah. Make something good.
An assassin starts...
I was in Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Fuck
I
you.
Was the top of my game, and now look at me.
Yeah.
I was in Birdie. What? DVD, August 22nd. What happens in Vegas? The Shield, Entourage, Delicatessen, Special Edition. Really? I don't know what that is.
Really?
September.
But you're Could it Jewish. Be any more Delicatessen?
September 2nd, Big Bang Theory, Season 1. Oh, so we get all the TV
TVs
shows
are hitting
year.
Like crazy.
I need to actually get Heroes from last year.
Uh-oh. Being called again. Get her on the line. Here we go. It's real life infiltrating the show.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, are you home now?
No. I'm on the podcast still.
Ask her about Young Jeezy.
Oh, you're still on the podcast? Oh.
Yeah.
Am I going to wake up Jess? That's a letter of time.
No.
Only if you want to.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. I'll just talk to you later then.
All right. Bye.
You guys are talking a long time.
I'm aware. We're all aware.
No, we're not even close to our record length show, Mandy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Well, I'm glad I've been a part of it. Bye.
Yeah.
She's gone. Can't get away fast enough.
Can't get around
like all the women in my life.
Really? Yes.
Including their ink.
Oh, I miss you too.
Oh my lord. Oh.
She's not on the phone. It's the same joke as it was before.
You gotta spoil it.
This guy is an actor. He is good.
Suddenly Adam was trying to cultivate a rabid fan base of women, but he spoils it.
They'd never buy into it.
No, you're right.
Desperate Housewives, Eli Stone, The Office, Next Avengers, Life Season 1, and Delicatessen Special Edition. 2 weeks in a row!
Shane!
Yes!
Is it a two-disc set that's being released one disc at a time?
The demand is so high that they have to spread it out over 2 weeks. Thank you.
And then video games. Mario Super Sluggers.
Is that a porno?
Did I misspell something, though?
Mario Supper Sluggers.
Supper Sluggers. They cannot wait to eat.
They're getting on that craze.
It's a Mario baseball game?
It's a Mario baseball game.
Coming out. Harvest Moon, the fourth one of those. And Tiger Woods 2009 for every system in the world.
Known to man. Atari 2600
is coming
out.
Where you can walk on water.
And then the following week, Mercenaries 2, Viva Pinata.
Two.
Or two and a half.
Yeah, whatever it is.
NFL head coach. Is that the one where you just tell the plays?
Yeah, you tell them you find a Madden too exciting. This time you tell the computer what to do and then it does
it. It's EA also, right? It's essentially the Madden engine, but you don't actually move stuff.
Yeah, you just, okay, run to the right.
And
there we go.
That are going
to
buy both.
Yeah. You just wear officially
I think it's packed into the deluxe version of Madden 09.
And you just grow your gut and wear Reebok clothing.
And then grow funny goatees and an Indiana Jones hat that has a Vikings logo on it.
What's up with that hat?
And my favorite name of a game ever? No. Facebreaker for the
Facebreaker.
PS3.
Facebreaker.
Nice.
Is that it?
That's it.
No more spelling errors? Fantastic. Jared,
yeah?
Wrap it up.
Under the scope.
Ha-ha. Slight delay there. Yeah. You're off your game. You're off your game.
I couldn't get my finger to move for some reason.
He's sad that Angie isn't here. And
I'm so sad.
Maybe if you talk to her the same nice way I talk to Mandy, she would be.
Yeah.
I do talk to her nicely. Shut up. You got some comments?
He's going
to
hang up a third bar in his closet.
Yeah. It's like fourth meal. I have third bar. Comments, Shane. I got one from the last episode and one from the break post. Last episode, Carrie says, wow, Shane was off his game in this show.
Oof.
A little jumpy, too. Better luck next show.
I don't even know what she's talking about.
I know. I asked her to explain, but apparently she only visits the blog once and never comes back to see the replies.
I'm going to the state fair with her on Monday, and I'm going to get to the bottom
of
this.
Will you bring a microphone and record her answer?
Wouldn't that be great?
So I tried to think back of how you were off your game.
Was I that bad?
I thought you were sharp.
Thank you.
Sharp as always.
Mm-hmm.
And a comment on our break, Adam Laszlo, fan of the show.
He loves it.
Participant in the Score Off Challenge. That's at thescoreoffchallenge.com. We got a little plug in there. He says the summer.
Are we supposed to do something with them on that, by the way?
I don't know. Shane, they're 7 weeks in, so I think they've gone on without us.
Okay, well.
Just hate to say it.
We've missed.
We could maybe play some of their selections at some time.
Sure.
We'll see.
Okay.
Adam Lazo says the summers in Arizona are like your winters. It's like it's like Arizona is somehow in the southern hemisphere.
No, I don't get it. Do the toilets flush backwards?
They do.
Hmm. That does not actually happen in the southern.
Shane, they actually expel waste instead of
they spit
receiving.
It out in your face.
It's disgusting. Nothing to enjoy when it's 115 degrees in the shade, other than a freshly squeezed episode of The Scope.
Oh,
I miss you guys. Aww. We got your care package. The chocolate was yummy, and the blankets kept us warm.
Nice. Any more?
That is it for comments, Shane.
Well, actually, I got a comment.
You do?
It's from a rabid listener who says, I really love your show,
yeah,
but I really wish that Jared would plan more meals so we don't have an issue at 5 o'clock. Signed, Angie.
Okay. That's I can accept criticism.
It's amazing how she can hear the show. It's not here, and it's not posted anywhere, but this girl's got power.
She's actually upstairs.
She's listening in. She Morse coded.
Right. Well, if you have something you would like to Morse code in, you can send it to comments@thescopeshow.com.
And I also would suggest sending in recipe ideas for Jared. Meals that can be made in under 20 minutes.
You can comment in the blog. Hey, and guess what? We have a new voicemail number. I'm going to plug here. We're using this new service. It's called Dropio. It's drop.io. And
what? Say that again?
Drop.io.
Okay.
Pronounce Dropio.
You just dial it on the internet?
There's a telephone number you can call, Shane. It's 646-495-9201. That's 646-495-9201. Now, you're not going to get Tony Partington gleefully greeting you on the phone. You're just going to get some sort of prompt, and you got to put in an extension number. Our extension is 70055.
So we need a flowchart at the website, is what we're saying.
70055. We'll post it on the website.
You're
going to
take care of all our award-winning Scope Show website?
Award-winning, Shane.
Award-winning. I gave it an award before we got here.
We won the cluster award.
We actually only got silver. The Chinese Scope Show website got gold.
I bet they were only 12.
They were. They were young.
That's part of the problem. They have that youth.
That's called quick improv, Adam. You were out of that. You weren't even close to it.
I know you gave me the option there of redoing my joke that I did upstairs. I chose to abstain because that's not spontaneous at all. That's like Brad right there instead of George.
Yeah, I hear you.
I take the George side on that one.
Way to go.
Anyway, so if you feel like picking up the phone and dialing in and give us some sort of response to anything, whatever.
Maybe Carrie can tell me how bad I've been this time.
Tell us something important.
What's that phone number one more time?
Adam's going to plug it in.
You can listen back to the episode. I'll give you the sheet later.
Give you the manual.
Accept wonderful attachments at this with this Dropio service. So if you have any cool audio or naked pictures you want to send us,
that's going out to you, Adam Laszlo.
Yeah, send it to thescope@drop.io.
The scoop?
The scope. SCOPE @drop.io.
Mario Supper Sluggers? You know,
just attach your files and then we can do stuff with it. Yeah, that's it, Shane. That's all I got.
Well, that is something special, and I'm talking about Jared's read there.
Right, and
the fact that his girlfriend is right on target when she's sending stuff out. So this has been episode 56 is what we're talking.
Yeah.
We made it through 56. 57, we're going to really bring it. I'm very excited about that. I want to thank Adam for coming. I want to thank Jared for producing and talking. And I want to thank myself for probably not being off my game as much as I was the last show. So
clearly.
We are back every 2 weeks, maybe more. You never know. Yeah, it's The Scope. We'll see you next time.
Way to talk it up, Shane.
Woo! Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing 206-350-7056. Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying good night. Tune in next time to another...
I saw, basically, the level of regret that he had in his life. And that's, you know, I felt bad for him.